We have another special presenter to share with you. He was born and raised in New Zealand. He joined the United States Army in 2010. He is now a captain in Special Operations. Please welcome Mr. Daniel Strickland.
Thank you. So, lieutenants in the military have an interesting reputation. They have many reputations, one of which is a college-educated, 20-something-year-olds with little to no life experience, let alone experience in the Army, that come take charge of a 40-man platoon, at least in the infantry where I came from, and try to boss everyone around. And including the platoon sergeant, who often has 12 to 15 years of experience in the Army alone. So this makes for an interesting first encounter with your crusty old Sergeant First Class platoon sergeant. And I remember exactly when I, as lieutenant, met my platoon sergeant for the first time. It was in the jungles of Hawaii. And we took our platoon through this jungle school. We're the first company through that school since Panama in the 80s. 21 days of straight rain, carrying our rucksacks, you know, machine guns, ammunition, full combat load, trying to trudge along through the mud in this jungle environment. You know, high stress. You had a couple broken arms, tailbone injuries from falling, trench foot from the rain, and hypothermia even. You wouldn't think in Hawaii, but yes, from the being wet for so long. So some good times. And me and this platoon sergeant, we just butted heads. Like from day one, we butted heads. You could hear us on the radio yelling back and forth at each other. Him in the back of the formation, me in the front. And we really got at it. You could ask any of our guys. And it came to a point where we were at a halt because I thought we needed to go left on our route. He thought we needed to go right. And we went back and forth at it. We weren't going anywhere in the rain. Everyone wanted to just move. They wanted to get out of there. So eventually he said, "Sir, I've been in Hawaii for over half my Army career. We need to go this way." And what do you think I said? The hell no, I'm just kidding. I said, okay, you know what? I trust you. And eventually we made it to objective, and we were good to go. Even out of the field environment, we still butted heads. I had multiple opportunities to assert my Army-given authority over him and say, "Nope, this is how we're doing it." But, you know, 9 times out of 10, That's not what I did. Even maybe 10 times out of 10. And I still saw things I didn't agree with, but I deliberately made a decision that I was going to focus on the strengths of this individual in my platoon. Yes, I had doctrine on my side. I had the regulations on my side. But I knew I wasn't going to win that fight. I wasn't going to win the heart of the platoon that way, or of my platoon sergeant. I wasn't going to win the respect that way. And, you know, we keep butting heads. 2 months in, my company commander calls me into his office and says, "Dan, how's the platoon?" I looked at him and said, "Platoon's great. Soldiers are fit. They're in shape, tough. Platoon sergeant extremely knowledgeable. We just butt heads a lot." And he looked at me and said, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because the previous PL really clashed with him, and they had a lot of issues." And that was news to me. I thought I was messing the whole thing up. So, to this day, you know, we had a year together in that platoon, and I deliberately chose to focus on his strengths and draw those out, praise him for that, give him opportunities to function in those strengths, incredible strengths that I couldn't have done. He was a great coach, mentor, went on to do great things for the Army, coaching all Army teams and stuff, but to this day, we're still great friends, and he still calls me regularly. We talk about God and life. And I didn't realize it till this sharing. I put this together, but a lot of the soldiers from that platoon still call me and just want to stay in touch. And a lot have told me that me and that platoon sergeant were their favorite leadership combo they've had in the Army. I know, I'm as amazed as you guys are, but why am I telling you this? Well, we're in a leadership conference, are we not? And yet every teaching and sharing that I've heard so far has centered around love. I firmly believe that you can't have leadership without love, and that people need love before they need truth. So before you can't beat people into submission to Christ. There has to be that change of heart, right? People need love. They need love and truth, but they need love first. And you may be thinking, well, me speaking the truth to them is love. But to that I say, the verse says speaking the truth in love, not speaking the truth is love. And you may be thinking, well, the word never returns void, right? And to that I say, well, it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance, Romans 2:4. So I'll close out by saying this, that the army has slowly realized that you don't win the war by winning all the battles. Killing all the bad guys no longer defines victory. Why? Because you can't stop an ideology or a movement of the heart with bullets. In the same way, you can't kill sin in someone's life by throwing truth grenades at them and ducking for cover. Right? So there has to be a change in heart, and that comes through repentance, which comes through love. So I just want to encourage you guys, continue loving people in the right direction. Something my dad always said, that means you can choose to see strengths in someone that they aren't even operating with yet. You have incredible ability to see the Christ in someone that hasn't even developed yet. And also, love sees less because love covers a multitude of what?
Sins.
So God bless you guys. Lead others the way Christ leads you with passion, with patience, with compassion when they least deserve it. And keep loving people in the right direction. God bless.